There's some problem in there, Paul, also. I'm responsible also for Nepal and Democratic Republic of Congo. And things sometimes go a little crazy. So today, Srimad Bhagavatam 1, which chapter, please?
16.
Huh?
16.
34. This chapter is called How Maharaj Parikshit Received the Age of Kali. These are the last few verses. 34, 35, 36. Shishirada Krishna, Gopakopinath, Shyamakun Radha Kun Giri Govardhana Ki. Mathura Vrindavan Dhamma Ki. Navadvip Mayapur Dhamma Ki. Yamuna Maya Ganga Maya Ki. Santa Fe Maya Ki. Shimachasi Devi Ki. Bhakti Devi Ki. Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki. Sankirtan Yajna Ki. Transcendental Bhakti Krishna Ki. Transcendental Prasadam King. Transcendental Protection King. Gopa Mirandi. All gracious Tamil devotees. All gracious Tamil devotees. All gracious Tamil devotees. All gracious and she. Gauranga. All gracious Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, 34, 35, and 36, I've been allotted. And 36 is no, it's the end of the chapter. Okay. So let's see what happens here. Yo vai mamanu mamabaram Maman Baram Asura Vamsha Ragyan Akshahini Shatam Apanudad Atmatantra Tram Dushtam Una Padam Atmani Purushena Sampadayam Yadushu Ramyam Abhibrad Angam Yovai Maman Baram Asturavam Saragyan
Yovai Maman Baram Asturavam Saragyan
Yova Vamati Param Asuravam Saragyam
Yova Vamati Param Asuravam Saragyam
Akshohini Satam Apanat Atmatantra
Akshohini Satam Apanat Atmatantra
Tam Dushtam Unapadam Atmani Purushena Sampadayan Yadushu Ramyam Abhivradangam
Sampadayan Yadushu Ramyam Abhivradangam
Yova Mamati Babaram Asuravam Saragyam
Yova Mamati Babaram Asuravam Saragyam
Akshohini Satam Apanudad Atmatantra Tam Dushtam Unapadam Atmani Purushena Sampadayam Dadushu Ramyam Abhivradangam
Thank you.
Yaha.
He who.
Vayam.
Certainly.
Mama.
Mine.
Achibaram.
Too
burdensome.
Asura Vamsa.
Unbelievers.
Ragyam.
Of the kings.
Akshayini.
One military division.
Shatam.
Hundreds of such divisions.
Apanudat.
Extirpated.
Atmatantra.
Self-sufficient.
Tvam.
Unto you.
Dushtam.
Put into difficulty.
Tina
Padam.
Devoid of strength to stand.
Atmani.
Internal.
Parushena.
By the dint of energy.
Sampadayan.
For executing.
Yadushu.
In the Yadu dynasty.
Ramyam.
Transcendentally beautiful.
Abhibrat.
Accepted.
Angan.
Body.
Translation of purport by His Divine Grace
Abhayachanaravind
Iskand Pandacharya.
His Divine Grace
Abhayachanaravind
Bhaktivinoda Swami
Srila Prabhupada.
Srila
Prabhupada ki jai.
O
personality of religion.
This is a
Bhumi Devi speaking,
sonified
Mother Earth. O personality of religion, I was greatly overburdened by the undue military phalanxes arranged by atheistic kings, and I was relieved by the grace of the personality of Godhead. Similarly, you were also in a distressed condition, weakened in your standing strength, and thus he has also incarnated by his internal energy in the family of the Yadus to relieve you. Please repeat. O personality of religion, Dharma.
O personality of religion,
Dharma.
I was greatly overburdened
by the undue military phalanxes
arranged by atheistic kings.
And I was relieved by the grace of the personality of Godhead.
Similarly, you were also in a distressed condition.
Weakened in your standing strength.
And thus he also incarnated by his internal energy.
In the family of the
Yadus.
To relieve you.
Purport.
The asuras want to enjoy a life of sense gratification even at the cost of others' happiness. In order to fulfill this ambition, the asuras, especially atheistic kings or state executive heads, try to equip themselves with all kinds of deadly weapons to bring about a war in a peaceful society. They have no ambition other than personal aggrandizement, and thus Mother Earth feels overburdened by such undue increases of military strength. By increase of the Asuric population, those who follow the principles of religion become unhappy, especially the devotees or devas. In such a situation, the personality of Godhead incarnates to vanquish the unwanted asuras and to re-establish the true principles of religion. This was the mission of Lord Sri Krishna, and he fulfilled it. We'll just read the 35 quickly. Kabai Sahita Vibraham Purushottamasya Prema Valoka Uchira Smita Valgo Tatpai Stayam Samanam Adaram Madhumanam
Namotsava mama yadanangri vitankitayam. Who, therefore, can tolerate the pangs of separating from that Supreme Personality of Godhead? He could conquer the gravity and passionate wrath of his sweethearts, like Satchabhama, by his sweet smile of love, pleasing glance, and hearty appeals. When he traversed my earth's surface, I would be immersed in the dust of his lotus feet, and thus would be sumptuously covered with grass, which appeared like hairs standing on me out of pleasure. Wow. Please repeat. Who, therefore, can tolerate the pangs of separation from that Supreme Personality of Godhead? He could conquer the gravity and passionate wrath of his sweethearts like Satchabhama, by his sweet smile of love, pleasing glance, and hearty appeals. When he traversed my earth's surface, I would be immersed in the dust of his lotus feet, and thus would be sumptuously covered with grass, which appeared like hair standing on me out of pleasure. Could I move it a bit this way? Could I move the stand this way a bit? This way. Yeah. That's good. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada's purport. There were chances of separation between the Lord and his thousands of queens because of the Lord's being absent from home. But as far as his connection with earth was concerned, the Lord would traverse the earth with his lotus feet, and therefore there was no chance of a separation. When the Lord left the surface of the earth to return to his spiritual abode, the earth's feelings of separation were therefore more acute. Final verse, before the end of the chapter, we'll read this also. Tayo evam katayato prithvi dhamayostada parikshin nama rajushi prapta prachim surasvati. While the earth and the personality of religion were thus engaged in conversation, the saintly king Parikshit reached the shore of the Saraswati River, which flowed toward the east. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, 16th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled How Parikshit Received the Age of Kali. Omaganati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Tena Tasme Sri Gurave Namo Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Swaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Makam Karoti Vasalam, Hangam Langayate Girim, Yat Kripa Tadaham Bande, Shri Gurundi Natalanam. So, this is our position also today. Mother Earth is overburdened by military phalanxes, Akshahini phalanxes, and not just phalanxes, but by tanks. And jet planes, stealth bombers, all kinds of military paraphernalia, bombs. When I was traveling through Croatia recently, going through the forest, with many miles of thick, you know, cypress, evergreen forests, fir trees. But there are signs by the side of the road: do not walk into the forest there, because there are mines, landmines. So it's quite frightening. You might want to go into the forest and pick some wild flowers, but you may get blown to smithereens by the landmines, which are still there. I've heard that now they're training rats. They've got some special rats that can smell the ammunition under the ground. And this way they de-detonate the forests with trained rats. This is amazing, huh? So this is the condition. You can just imagine Mother Earth is not very happy with this, let alone exploding these atom bombs underground to test them. They do underground tests, you know that? They drill down, and then they put an atom bomb underneath, you know, and then they blow it up under the earth, just for testing the bombs. So, you know, this is really hellish. And also in this modern civilization, we've developed a great need for oil and petrol. And so Prabhupada said that this modern drilling for oil by the asuras, who want to enjoy life as much as possible in their fast cars. Have you ever thought about it? You know, we think, you know, car is a necessity in modern civilization. You can't live without a car. You have to go, just to go to the shop, you have a car. Just to go to the guest house, somebody offers you a car. You know. But to get that oil, you have to drill down. And Prabhupada likens this Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha, the demon Hiranyaksha, he was digging up the gold. Hiranyaksha, Hiranya means gold. So he loved gold. So we love oil. So Prabhupada mentions in the purport that, and similarly, we're drilling for oil, and the result of taking out all this liquid will be a misbalance in the earth. Anyone read that? Yeah. And the scientists are actually worried now about our so-called scientists, Prabhupada said so-called scientists, about the wobble. There's a wobble in the surface of the earth. So Mother Earth is wobbling with all this, you know, it's hellish, you know, hellish situation on this planet now. And then as a result, we all know the result: pollution, now the carbon footprint, everyone's carbon footprint, so-called, it's what the scientists say. so-called scientists, because who can we trust? It occurs to me, you know, if you look at the internet, there are different views. Vaccine is good, COVID exists, and then some scientists say it doesn't exist, vaccine will kill you. But who do you trust? Because the asuras, what does it mean? Asuras means that eating meat, fish, eggs, other unmentionable things, illicit sex, you know what it's like, and so many different ways, cinema, clubs, you know, internet, gambling, stock exchange, casinos. What have we had? Meat eating, illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, big business. It's where we get revenue for the society to run. Where do you think all these nice roads come from? It's from paying for all the taxes for intoxication. So how can we trust these people? Do we trust what they say? Why should we trust them? The asuras. Why do we have to believe what they say? They're not honest. There's no truthfulness in them. So this is all described in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And it goes on and on and on. And there's a situation today. You may think, well, I don't believe the internet. I believe, you know, this is good and this is bad and this is good. But will you believe Bhagavad Gita? This is my question. Will you believe Srimad Bhagavatam or what Bhumi says? Who will we believe? Better to believe Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, that there are asuric people, rascals, and they don't know how to behave, they don't know how to think, they don't know what is good and bad, they don't care about other people. They really don't care about other people. You know, you may not believe what you read in the newspapers or you know, because I could quote many things. But what's the point? It's already there in Bhagavad Gita. They're asuras. They're against God. They're against godly people. They asura. Asura means godly. Asura means ungodly. So there's two kinds of people. There's two polarities. But for Srila Prabhupada, Krishna Conscious Movement, and Lord Chaitanya, we would have no chance for coming to the godly side. Most people are like somewhere in between, you know? They're innocent. They don't know what is good and what is bad. They need somebody to tell them. It's modern education, it doesn't care anymore. It doesn't care what is good and bad. Just like I asked my father. I told you about asking my mother the other day. I asked my father, Father, I used to call him Father actually. Father, I didn't call him Daddy. Father, this is when I was about 12 or 13. And I think many people, the question goes to every adolescent's mind. Father, what's the point? What's the point? I mean, in other words, what's the point of life? Where am I going? Is there any purpose? Is there any purpose to all this? Because you know, you're suffering so much at school and college. You have to pass these exams in total anxiety. And, you know, nobody understands you. And they just think you've got to pass an exam. And the teachers are all hypocrites. I remember we had a middle school teacher. He was called Mr. Jones. He's a huge guy.
And he said, if I catch any of you smoking, I'll beat the living daylights out of you. And you know what? We all knew he was a chain smoker. As soon as he got out of the classroom, he used to go through like 5 packs a day, you know. So hypocrites, you know. Such total hypocrites. Modern education. They don't really believe in what they're teaching. So what did my father say? My father was like MA, scientist, top guy, working on the, in the war. He didn't have to go and fight in the war because he was one of the boffins behind the war effort in the UK. So I said, Father, what's the point? Because my father was a nice person. I mean, he's a gentleman, but the non-devotee has no good qualities actually, because he was on the mental platform, traveling on charity of the mind. So what did he say? Father, what's the point? Well, you pass your exam. So first thing, you pass your exam, then you get a job, a good job. Then you have a family. And then you're happy. It just didn't go down for me. It's like, I didn't think my parents were happy. Where was the happiness? Well, my mother's, you know, bless her cotton socks. She's a wonderful woman. She actually took me to Sunday school and she encouraged me to love Lord Jesus, which I did. So my mother was definitely a devotee of sorts. But my mother used to say, we've got to have new wallpaper. We've had the wallpaper up for like 4 years now. And look at the sofa. Look at the sofa, you know. We have to have a new upholstery on the sofa. And you know what? And the paintwork's looking brown. You know, what will the neighbors think? And my father's scratching his head. Oh no. It's like, now we've got to go through this again. And then he's thinking, I've got to get a new car. The first car we had was Austin 16. And then we had a Humber. These are all British cars, Humber, Austin 16. So this way, anyway, they were Asuric. They were nice parents by modern standards. They were never drunkards, they were never unfaithful to one another. And it was a peaceful family. If my mother and father used to quarrel, they used to send us out of the room. Now you go and play in the lounge, dear. So I had a good upbringing, actually. But their whole civilization is Asuric. They had some good qualities, very good qualities. For instance, my parents would never let a dog in the house. Never. And the next door neighbor up the street would come around with a dog. Tie your dog up on the tree, please. Tie your dog up on the tree there, outside. But still we had cats. We had cats in the house. Bhakti Vijayapurna, yeah, he has some sloka which says that actually cats are cleaner than dogs. And you know, they're permissible in a Brahmin's house. I've seen in Nepal, up high in the mountains, in
a disciple was one of the top Brahmins in the whole district. He was called Yagya Chaitanya. He's passed away now. And they had in the house, they have like Mangaladi, everything. But they have cats. And they make sure there's no mice or cockroaches or anything. So they have a function, you know. And they're very clean. They always go outside and they cover the stool and everything. So they're more clean than dogs. So anyhow, that's the size. But my parents, you see, because they had no education in Bhagavad Gita, they couldn't tell me the purpose of life. I told you about my mother, and my father was the same. Because he didn't believe in God. He said, God is baloney. If there's God, why is there so much suffering in the world? And my brother used to say, because he was a top scientist, he was a chief scientist in Canada. Chief scientist. He said, you know, what did he say? He said the same thing. If there is God, why is there so much suffering in the world? And these religions, they cause all the suffering. My brother said, you know, it's just like a new bhakta, how can I deal with him? And I tried getting to read Prabhupada's books. I gave him like Forbidden Archaeology, Human Devolution by Jutta Karma, Tataputta, Life Comes from Life. I said, you read these books, they're smashing modern scientists, and in the end they say, chant Hare Krishna. That's what they say. So these tough nuts, you know, these guys are tough nuts, and they don't care about human society, they just care about number one, this body. And even if they say, well, we care for other people, therefore we're inventing, you know, vaccine or this or that. There's some ulterior motive. And they're in ignorance because they can't even save themselves from death. Now there's Jeff Bezos, Amazon, owner of Amazon, the richest man in the world. Now they want to invest their money in stopping people from dying. Gerontology. It's a whole science. They told Prabhupada about it also. Yeah, they want to stop people from dying. And they have a whole mechanism worked out. When the cells die, I was reading about it, that when the cells die, it becomes like a kind of poison in the body. But and then there's something else which can remove that poison so that you stay young forever. Here I come. I'm immortal. So that's their idea, just like Hiranyakashipu. You want to be immortal. Well, Bhagavad Gita Krishna clearly says, Jachasya Hidyubam Chodruvam Janam Mutasya. One who is born, death is certain. Everybody knows that death is certain. So far, nobody's lived forever, you know, in a mundane way. So, it's a crazy situation in Kali Yuga. So what is the remedy? What is the solution? The solution is that Lord Chaitanya has come. And the Holy Name has come. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna's come in the form of the Holy Name. It actually on Juhu Beach in Bombay, this Dr. Patel, have you ever heard those conversations, bantering with Prabhupada? And they're very interesting conversations. Probably lively conversations. And then Dr. Patel said, yes, in this age of Kali, Kalki is the next avatar. You know, Das Avatar? Who knows Das Avatar? Who's number one? Number one? Matsya two? Well, Brahmana, Parashuram, Rama, Buddha,
And Kalki, so Dr. Patel said, Kalki, is it? Prabhupada said, no. Prabhupada said, no. The holy name is the avatar for this Kali Yuga. Prabhupada said, the holy name. Kali Kali Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. Krishna is appearing in the form of the holy name. So that was amazing, eh? So, the holy name has risen like the shining sun. Drink the pure nectar of the holy name. There's nothing but the name to be had in all the 14 worlds, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Jivara Kalina Sarana Kam Jagate Asiya Maduranam Avijati Muratapana Rupe Ridga Gane Virajan. To penetrate the darkness of ignorance and bless everyone's heart, the holy name has risen like the shining sun. Drink the pure nectar of the holy name. So, this is our Prabhupada's main contribution and our main contribution to human society, distribute the holy name and the books about the holy names. And to show a community which is living on the strength of the holy names. You know, we're supposed to be different. We're supposed to be, people talk about this other community. What's that community that wear big hats? Amish, and then they go on horse carts and everything. What have they done for human society? The same old thing, they're eating meat. Yeah? The same old thing, same old bad habits, Asuric bad habits. And okay, they wear funny hats, but what, and wear horse carts, but what good has it done? And we have something to offer. We have a whole new way of life, a whole new consciousness. What is consciousness? People don't even know what is consciousness. Nobody's teaching them what is consciousness. That which pervades the entire body is immortal. Avinasi chutadvidi. Ajone chusaspito yamparano nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Nobody's teaching that. We're supposed to be the first, you know the purpose of this movement? The first purpose is we're educational. So what are we doing to educate human society? We should be thinking. You know, there's no point in just living here and ending our lives, you know, in the vicinity of Radha Shyamasundara and Krishna Balaram and Gaurutai. You know, in our old age we should do something. Look at Prabhupada. I don't know if any old ages are there in surrounding a luxury community. I've told there are thousands of people here. Thousands of people. What's the good? You know, why not go out and preach in our old age like Prabhupada? You know the stuff. You know the stuff better than me. I'm just a nobody, you know. I had any association with Prabhupada, just a few times, maybe. Nothing personal. Some funny stories. Anyway. So, the thing is that now is the time in our old age to go and preach. That's what I'm trying to do. And I'm with a group of young people, all young people. They're all disciples of my God brothers. But they've got the preaching spirit. There's so many places in America, they don't have to go very far. You know, you can just get a mobile home and go somewhere and preach. You've got friends everywhere. Come to Haranam. What's around? Put up a book table. Sell some books. Why leave it to the young people? You know, because this is our only chance to please Prabhupada now. We're getting old. There's a battle against these asuras. And if we're not going to shoot the weapons, who will? Not so many young people are joining. Because they don't see the old people believing it.
Why should the young people join if they don't see the old people believe in this knowledge? Are we just getting young people to be cannon fodder for Kali Yuga? You know, why don't we just do something? You know. Okay, you may say, oh, I did a lot already. I distributed books in Russia. I spread millions of books in France, you know, blah, 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 and then I left. What good is that? Is Gaudiya Prabhupada going to take you back to Gaudiya because you did something 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago? Man, of course, definitely Prabhupada would love us for that. But, you know, could we do more? You know, this is a desperate situation. You know, Kali Yuga is pressing us down with all these lies. I don't actually personally don't believe there's such a thing as COVID-19. I don't believe it. This is my personal, because I believe what Bhagavad Gita says. They've invented something. Nonsense for the destruction of humanity. So they can sit on our heads. You see, I believe in Bhagavad Gita. So if we believe in Bhagavad Gita, why we don't do something? Go and fight these asuras with our weapons, the holy name, and the books, and the prasadam. It's a desperate situation. Now they're saying, you can't come to America unless you're fully vaccinated, blah, blah, blah. Who are they to say? Who are they? They're demons. Asuras. They don't know the purpose of life. They're eating, killing the cow, killing the animals, they're probably killing human beings also, and they're eating them, and they're taking intoxication. How can we rely on them for the truth? We can't rely on them. We can't rely on them. We can only rely on the holy name, Prabhupada's book, prasadam, and the devotees. This is us. And this is Hare Krishna movement. We're supposed to fight now. Prabhupada wants us to fight these asuras, defeat them by argument. They're still preaching in the colleges and universities all over the world that life comes from matter. And nobody's seen it. Nobody's challenging them. Who has seen life come from man? Nobody. Nobody's made in the test tube. Remains for hundreds of years, no. They've never proved Darwin's theory. It's all a big hoax. Everyone knows life. We come from our mom and dad who are alive. Everyone can see a live chicken produce a live egg. You know, and yet we're being fooled by modern education. So this is our main business now. Now, Lachalo shouldn't be just a place, a retirement home. No. I'm giving an example of this. I'm 76. I'm going out. I'm hiring now. You guys have got many, many people have got money, you've got cars. Are you going out? I hope you are. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So any questions, please? Never talk exactly, no time for questions. Any questions, please? Please excuse me, my dear God brothers, and please accept my humble obeisances. Ram Vishnu Padam Krishna Vishnam Bhutti. Don't mean to offend you, but you know. Just came out like that.
Hare Gaura Maharaj.
Yeah.
I saw you quite a few times on YouTube, like in Bali and the different islands, Croatia and so forth. And it's very wonderful. I mean, it's a great example. I really admire that, you know. See you and a lot of young devotees chanting, so beautiful, you know. I really, maybe you can give us some of the experience in Bali and the other places, what it's like, you know. Some of these devotees might be interested in going to.
Experience? Yeah, everyday experience, you know. You see people hear the holy name, and they say the holy name, and you know they're getting mercy of Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, and they're becoming immortal. You don't have to have billions of dollars and start a big, you know, secret factory by just Jeff Bezos and all that stuff to become immortal. Become immortal by hearing the holy name and giving the holy name to others. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yadam Paramam Goyam Madbhakte Svabhidasati. There is no servant more dear to me than one who is, excuse me, about the hiccups, more dear to me than one who is preaching the Bhagavad Gita. And the Lord Chaitanya is teaching the same thing exactly, Chaitradhapana Marjanam, and more exactly saying with his holy name, cleanses the forgetfulness that we're spirit souls. So here's, the more we remember, the more we hear the holy name, the more we actually come to the level of immortality. Yeah. Prabhupada, I made a song actually, a nice song. You want to hear this? It's a bit controversial, but I won't pull my teeth out this time. But it's a nice song. We're leaving tomorrow, so these are all Prabhupada's words. And I think Prabhupada's words are so important, and it gives the essence of our Krishna conscious movement. We can join him. Everlasting. Everlasting. They do not think of it. They do not think of it. How am I going to be everlasting? How am I ever? They do not think of it. My birth and death is disease. My birth and death is disease. You have to cure this disease. You have to cure this disease. Everlasting. They do not think of it. They do not think of it. However they may be proud of their advancement of knowledge, it is childish civilization. It is childish civilization. Because they have no future. Because they have no future. Everlasting. They do not think of it. How am I going to be everlasting? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. My boyfriend is diseased. You must cure this disease. You have to cure this disease. Everlasting, everlasting.
Just like the Asuras, they think they're doing good, they're giving vaccine. But devotees should think we're giving the best vaccine, making people immortal, this holy name, entering their ears. They can't avoid it. You can avoid the vaccine, but you can't avoid the holy name. And it's blasting down the street. Even the trees, the birds, the fishes, insects, everyone's hearing the holy name. Everyone's becoming immortal. You have to believe that, that's true. Nam Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigra. Purnasada Nityam Apto Benet Vam Nami Naman. The holy name and Krishna is non-different. So by hearing the holy name, the sound vibration, Krishna's sound form, everyone's becoming immortal. So it's a battle, you know. People are forgetful of